Hare Krishna. See as much as you can while you can. Suppose we are walking along a road that is dark at night and we have a flashlight and we are using the flashlight to navigate the way and we start finding that the flashlight is now turning off. It's becoming dim. We understand the battery is dying. Then we will try to use the flashlight to see as far as we can. We will not just waste that light looking here, looking there, doing some sightseeing. We'll walk purposefully as much as we can. And that way we'll cover as much of the distance as possible with the light that we have. Now, in our inner world, there are many different desires. We have our values, we have our higher purposes. But along with that, there are many lower desires. And sometimes these desires take over. And we start identifying with them. We start thinking of those desires as our desires. They are actually our enemies. But we start thinking that they are us. And start doing their bidding. So, just as in darkness, when somebody approaches, we won't know whether they are our friends or they are our enemies. And they may attack us. So, like that, when our inner terrain is dark, at that time, we can't perceive which desire we should act on and which desire we should resist. So, we need inner light. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 14th chapter, Krishna says, in the 11th text, that Sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasham upajayate jnanam yada tada vidya vivruddham sattvamityuta. So, he says, prakasha sarvadvareshu dehesmin. All the doors to the senses are illumined by knowledge. That means we have an inner light which helps us to understand which impressions from outside to take in. So the prakasha, the light of the mode of goodness that illumines us internally, it helps us understand what to take in, which impressions from outside to take in and which to not focus on. And also, it also helps us see which desires from within we should bring them out as actions and which desires we should resist. So, now in the previous verse, Krishna talks about how three modes are in constant competition. So, rajas tamascha abhibhuya sattvam bhavati bharata rajah sattvam tamaschaiva tamah sattvam rajas tatha. So, he says sometimes rajas tamascha abhibhuya, that suppressing the modes of passion and ignorance, the mode of goodness comes up. Rajah sattvam tamaschaiva, sometimes the mode of passion comes up, suppressing the modes of goodness and ignorance. And tamah sattvam rajastatha, sometimes the mode of ignorance comes up. So, this inner light is the characteristic of is our state of consciousness when the mode of goodness is prominent. When the other modes become prominent, passion or ignorance, then this inner light goes off. So, now, that's why when we all experience times when we are calm, when we are reflective, other times when we are just agitated, I have to do this, I have to do that, I'm not. At other times, we just lethargic, apathetic. So, whenever we get that calm, clear, reflective consciousness, that time we should tap it as much as possible. As much as possible and do our big decision making during that time. So, in that sense, if we do our planning, our prioritizing, our overall life arranging at that time, then it's like we get a long-term vision for doing things. And more importantly, also we may, when the power of the battery starts going off, we can't do anything if we don't have another battery to replace it with. But with respect to our inner world, when the light in the inner world starts going off, we can actually do something to turn on that light again. What is that? We can connect ourselves with the supreme source of all light, Krishna. When we connect ourselves with Krishna, when we invoke His presence within us, then He also brings light within. Jnana deepena bhasvataha. He illumines our inner world with knowledge. That's what He says in 10.11 in the Bhagavad Gita. So, by the consistent practice of bhakti, our inner world can always be illumined. And even if you are not able to practice consistently, at least if we can practice it regularly, periodically, with a fixed frequency, then also we can stay illumined. And by seeing as much as we can while we can. That means by taking sound decisions, when our consciousness is clear, we show Krishna that we want clear consciousness, we want to make sound decisions, and then he will give us the light when we don't have it. Dami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. So when we use the inner vision, the inner illumination, when we have it, Krishna will give it to us when we don't have it, but when we need it. Thank you. Hare Krishna.